wondering how your meeting finally went.
It did, over at this, with the senators.
Well, I thought that, it went pretty well.
How long did it go? How long do you have to be there? Am I into, you're probably eating dinner, aren't you?
No, we've just finished dinner.
Good. Well, that's fine. But, yeah, did you and John both answer questions, or how'd you handle it?
Well, John asked me to,
take on the other person.
Start,
right.
Kind of give an overall rundown of
good.
Various things, which I did. And, made our first effort at describing a wage price policy as we see it. That is, all the different things we've done.
Yeah.
That are substantive.
Like,
I see. Got to one point. That was a good index to me that we were getting a little enthusiasm, and I spoke of the David Fagan thing that you did. And I said, you know, the president has done the things that will do something. And John Tower sort of spoke up like the voice from the back of the room, you know.
Yeah.
He said, and that took guts. And I said, you're damn right it did.
Yeah.
And all these things.
That's very interesting, you know.
Make any difference.
They've
they
forgotten. Well, as a matter of fact, the Davis Bacon did make a difference, didn't it?
It certainly did.
We brought the construction thing from, what, 16 down to maybe 11?
11 or maybe a little less than that.
9? I've noticed that these international monetary people, even back in the island,
they tend to panic.
Because it's their deal.
Yeah.
Oh boy, this is the biggest thing in the world. Well, this is the biggest thing.
We do have a real problem, though. Our gold supply is
dwindling,
and various obligations we have out to be described. It's down below 10 billion.
It's down at 9 billion, I know, and I know the balance, that the trade balance for the first time is now negative.
Yeah. There's some systematic reasons for that that have to do with a lot of factors, but the fact is, index to the relative expansion of our economy compared with the economies of other countries in the world, which are slowing in their rate of expansion or declining. And when that happens, when we're expanding strongly, we tend to draw goods into our market.
Right, we tend to import. In other words, when you're depressing, then it goes the other way. But when you're expanding,
right,
it goes just, I see.
So there's that factor, but I'm sort of insisting that we have a real careful look at this. It's a very sensitive thing, of course, and one of the difficulties is you can't really discuss it with many people at all for fear that something will get out and start out a speculative run of some kind.
Let me ask you about a couple of things. With regard to the economy generally, now let's see, we've had the budget thing came out today, did it?
Yeah.
Got that out of the way. The balance of payments thing is out, right? That's out. Now, what other news we have this week that is negative? Anything else? Or is that just about done? What about the steel thing? Is that, if they have a strike, George, will they have it over the weekend?
It'll come the midnight Saturday is their deadline. Right now, the parties seem to be pretty far apart. Somewhat to my surprise.
Is there anything we can do? Should we do?
Well, I'll check in with them again tomorrow.
And if there needs to be something done. On the other hand, the steel strike, well, it could be a depressant. It won't have near the impact of the automobile strike, will it?
No, it won't. They will be closing down on a physical production basis. It's going to be low anyway. But nevertheless, there's sort of a psychology about a big steel strike.
Sure.
One thing that I didn't realize when you and I and John discussed this that day, I don't know whether you did or not, John Connolly did a briefing of all the House members at a breakfast 2 weeks ago.
So
there's a question of whether or not we should do it again.
No. He did that.
I discovered also that Jaffe did a briefing for them at their regular House breakfast. On drugs, and out of the 180 or whatever it is, only 20 showed up on the topic of sexy as that. Maybe we should do the House thing after the recess.
I'm just thinking of how they're going to act when they go on. Maybe we just pick some key spokesman-type leaders and get them down to the brief. Maybe that's the best thing. Rather than taking the whole group, they're just the mass. Get the guys that are really going to speak out.
A selected group of
real movers and shakers. Better look here, boys. Let's get off the defensive on this. Start attacking these other guys a little bit. Because there's a particularly as we go into next week. Next week we'll start to have some better news, like the retail sales comes out next week. That'll be good. Can't be bad anyway, right? But all the numbers up to this point, this month, the auto sales being what they are, retail sales for July ought to be good.
You're going to be leaving Friday late.
6 o'clock.
And when will you be back?
I'll be back Monday night. Monday afternoon.
I will explore with the steel people. If there's any...
If necessary, I'll come back...
Bringing them over on Friday morning or something like that.
Well, either, or as a matter of fact, I'll go out and do the grove and come back and do them Sunday. I mean, if you want to really put the heat to them, I'll do it. And I really think that we should not have a strike. I just feel that. Hell, let them have a settlement. Let it be a, you know damn well they're going to have a settlement in the end. If they have a strike, it isn't going to be for much was there or not.
One of the companies that is not part of the general bargaining has already put that on the table.
All right. Why don't you take a personal look into this, George, tomorrow? And let's really, on this one, by God, let's not have a strike. I'd rather take the heat of the inflation rather than have a strike. I really would. That's my feeling.
Well, let me explore it a little bit. I've been going on the assumption. Get there, then I'm afraid we'll have to go to Congress again.
Let's go to it dramatically on Monday.
Right after that.
Okay.